Urban Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you?
I am good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's such a good one, you know, because we only have 4 days.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true.
Everyone's wondering why they're feeling so good on a Friday.
We have got a very wild genre this morning. Zoe thought it was like vampire-y, gothy genre.
Yeah, I heard gothic and was like, oh, it's going to like transport me to an old castle.
Well, I will connect the dots with that.
What is the name of this genre?
I'm calling it Western Gothic, but it can be called Dark Country.
Okay.
Gothic Americana, Gothic Prairie.
Ooh.
Or macabre alt country.
Macabre alt country.
So you see why I went with Western Gothic.
I think if you'd called it Gothic Prairie, the banjos would have been more evident from the get-go. Right. Yeah.
So it's this kind of country music, which I think is cool because I used to think I hated country music, but country is a huge umbrella.
Huge.
And so this is that dark, lonely, desolate country, you know, the highway stuff, the weird serial killers, you know.
The creepy bits.
Yeah. So apparently it's like Hank Williams and Edgar Allan Poe had a baby to make this genre. And, I mean, the icon, earliest icon of it is Johnny Cash, you know, the Man in Black. And his music wasn't peppy or happy. It was dark. So, we've talked about him many times on the show, Ennio Morricone, the Italian spaghetti western composer and orchestrator. But because through the eyes of the Italians, when they made their Western films, you know, it was sort of highlighting the macabre and the bizarre,
the sort of
the Wild West.
Yeah, totally. And that kind of weirdness of like the early settler colonial immigration experience as well, which is like a dark story in and of itself, you know?
So apparently the topics can be alcohol, murder, betrayal, the devil, ghosts, poverty. It's the occult, superstition, but it's got a cowboy element.
Flavor.
Yeah.
I think we should hit the first song. It's called Pretty Polly by Van De Veer. Oh, here we go. Banjo off the bat. Get ready to slap your knee.
This is a murder ballad, apparently.
This is the thing. That's a murder ballad.
What type of song is that? Oh, it's a murder ballad.
If there's a woman's name in the genre, I mean, in the title, you're like,
she's
either broke his heart
die,
or she died in the song.
Oh yes, and she comes back as a ghost.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's an old English folk ballad. So they've just done like the story and the lyrics have been there.
So actually, that's kind of, I guess, an interesting thing here. Is there crossover with those? I'm just getting distracted by the ghost voice.
Well, okay. The funny thing, a couple of the tracks we're playing today have like the male and female voice, right? And so apparently that even goes back to Johnny Cash. You know that him and June. June Carter doing these things together, this sort of call and response, just answering each other dialogue.
So does it have this direct line to like folk music from the UK? Or because like this one kind of sits in the same vibe to when you brought us sea shanties almost, you know?
You're right, the actual sort of tunes has that simplicity that they're transferable by oral culture, right? Not notation. That you heard it and you can sing it again and then you can play any backing to it. And so this has got more of the country style backing. But you can picture, you know, the dresses and the bows and ribbons.
Yeah, yeah.
Lace
the saloon
parasol.
Doors.
Yes, yeah. Oh, the hang-ins.
Ooh.
Oh, everybody attending a good hang-in.
Ooh. Or a shootout in the middle of the town.
The videos, all the videos for all these are really awesome, you know, sort of really playing with that.
He stabbed her in a heart.
Sorry,
not a
Polly.
Fan.
But I think of Marlon Williams.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of country he does. Like, he calls himself country, but you listen to him and you feel depressed. And you're like, wait. Actually, I was watching Sweet Tooth on Netflix, and Marlon Williams is in it. Like, I heard a song, I'm like, that sounds like Marlon Williams. But then he was in it as, like, a actor with a small part.
Crazy.
Love a New Zealand production.
I know, because it was filmed in New Zealand. Now, apparently, the big center of it was Denver.
Right, okay.
That has sort of a, you know, a place for this music, a center.
What I would love to know from the listeners is if you're enjoying this or not, and anybody else you think sits in this wheelhouse. Tom Waits is the one that pops to my mind.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think of Nick Cave.
I was thinking that too. I mean, he's more the other way around, goth with a country flavor, where some of these are like country artists with the goth flavor. Mm. But yeah, I was thinking Nick Cave too. I didn't see his name written everywhere, but
the
I saw it.
Venn diagram in the middle is murder ballads.
Yeah.
So these are all quite recent songs that you've brought us.
Yeah, this is 2013.
Was this like a, did they have a revival or like a bigger moment recently? Because as you're saying, like all these artists like Johnny Cash and Tom Waits and all of the, you could put them in a bunch of different genres where they've been, I guess, significant. I have never heard of Van Vader before or, you know, the Hillbilly Moon Explosion that we're going to listen to shortly.
Well, like the next one I'm playing, The Handsome Family. So it's from 2003, but it was used in True Detective in 2014.
Oh, good show.
And so I think they've had a revival recently because of television.
Someone's literally texted in, the theme from True Blood will be a good example of goth country.
Absolutely. And if you, even if you don't watch the show, the actual thing they play on the credits every time when they play the song is all decay and rotting and because it's set in Louisiana, you know, there's sort of moisture and so it is about this decay and oldness. Yeah, this is an awesome song.
Yeah, I really like it.
So it's a husband and wife team that they say that what they do is murder ballads.
Right, okay, that's their genre.
Interesting dinner table conversation.
Yeah.
How should we describe this murder tonight, baby?
Yeah, that's just what I feel like writing about. So this has that sort of male-female voice too.
So maybe we've seen like a more mainstream appreciation of it recently because of the rise of these kind of like detective shows, because there has been in the last 10 years such a boom in that sort of television.
Well, even, you know, like even I was gonna say, The Sweet Tooth has it, you know, anything I guess set out in the loneliness. And so you have both television and music styles of Australian Gothic, New Zealand Gothic.
Antipodean Gothic, that classic colonial touchstone, eh?
So to bore everybody, I'm gonna tell you the history. So Goths were a medieval, the Horde tribe, Germanic tribe. And then what happened with the, I'm going way back here. I was down a really dark rabbit hole, literally. So then in the Italian Renaissance, they thought anything that was tacky and medieval was goth.
Okay.
Like that, because, and the Goths had sort of dismantled a lot of the Roman classical beautiful architecture.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of the icon, and so it was more an architectural term for something tacky. And there was things like the Notre Dame.
So
the Westminster Abbey. Yeah, yeah, because it was so busy. And so then the Renaissance, they went back to more classical and rational and the Greek style. So that's, you know, two uses, right? The Goths and then the Gothic architecture. And then in the 1700s, we get the Gothic novel.
Uh-huh.
And in literature, it still kind of is. And that's where you get Edgar Allan Poe and stuff.
Your Byrons and your Frankensteins and your
absolutely
Draculas.
But then in the 20th century, it's still going with Lovecraft and Anne Rice. You know, people are obsessed with the macabre. And then you get the goth subculture, rock subculture.
Yeah.
And so it's like always there in the fringes. So some people say it's not a genre, it's a sensation.
Ooh.
To say something's gothic. So gothic is about awful things humans do to each other. It's not violent, like it says, it's not the axe, it's the shadows that are scarier.
Oh,
you know,
like
a person
that,
coming
at
you with an axe, okay, yeah, that's scary.
That's scary.
But there's something in the shadows. You know,
it's
so
the thing you can't see.
It's ambiguity.
It's not full horror. You know, there's gothic horror is more psychological.
Someone says Townes Van Zandt would sit in this kind of wheelhouse. Yeah, I can see that.
I see what you did there, wheelhouse.
And someone says Marlon's Ballad of Minnie Dean through and through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So again, some of these songs that are being made by, you know, contemporary artists are old, old, old songs.
Yeah, So it does have a historical thing to it, right? Because sometimes now the Gothic stuff refers to like the 1700s, you know, lonely castles or old haunted houses on the hill. But even that was in reference to the old medieval stuff, like a really desolate ruins. Apparently, like, in some eras, people purposely built old ruins in their garden to look cool. You know what I mean? Like that fascination with ruins.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is that historical element. But yeah, I guess with the sort of depressive element, you get young people, you know, interested in history and fascinated. Well, even with our goths, rock goth, there's a lot of historical stuff in the lace and... Mm. But so you can have any kind of genre can still be gothic. Gothic romance, gothic sci-fi, gothic adventure, gothic historical.
Gothic sci-fi sounds interesting.
Someone says, is Ryan Gosling's band in this genre? I didn't know Ryan Gosling was in a band.
No, I did not.
I'm going to have to Google that.
But that makes me feel gothic. So. So, okay, Hillbilly Moon Explosion. This is so weird. This band is Swiss.
What?
And apparently there's like... A Swiss rockabilly scene.
Cool.
And this is the most groovy video you've got to see. It's like a old circus, old black and white.
Oh, God.
You know,
amazing.
Circus from the 1920s. And then they, featuring in the video and with the band, they loved them so much they've done a whole album with them, is some guy, you might know him, named Mark Sparky Phillips, who's from a Welsh psychobilly band called Demented Argo. And anyway, he's like, I just love him. And so he's a real strange looking old haggard punk character.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is an awesome video. Yeah, that circus, you know, the corsets and the top hats and the, the strange and...
Sorry.
Alone.
It's got that real whiskey and a pack of ciggies a day kind of gravel going on, eh? They all... I mean, it's interesting... That sounds like the theme song to a TV show in my head, even though it's not. But maybe that's
so
just because...
So it probably also reflects whoever's doing these music picking for TV shows is into it.
Yeah, totally.
You know, so then they're putting it in. One cheesy... This is such an academic thing to do. It's like, we like to make up horrors to cope with the real ones.
Ooh. Oh, yes. That sounds like a concluding sentence I use in an essay.
So,
like.
So that's why we love it, because life is crap, but we like to...
We get
imagine
to
other kinds of crap.
Yeah, lost in some other sort of crap. Yeah, exactly. Delaney Davidson as well, someone has said. A classic New Zealand one.
Well, see, that's the thing. New Zealand does have a strong gothic element, you know? And why? We need to look at ourselves.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, this is a good vibe indeed. Also, someone has followed up about Delaney Davidson. Apparently, he spent a while in the Swiss rock scene.
There's our connection.
There is the connection. Thank you very much for bringing us the Western Gothic today, Kirsten. What a broad house it is indeed.
I hope you all have a lonely, dark weekend.
Yeah, you're going to the moors or something.
What's happening next week? What are we talking about then?
Actually, I didn't realise it's going to be a little bit similar, but it's Fallen Angel.
Fallen Angel. All right, that sounds excellent. We will stay tuned for that one. See you next Friday.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Thank you very much.